The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, congratulations on the birth anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar and the Youth Day. Now, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hojjatul Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about what the youth should do for the coming of Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his coming.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic which has been suggested for today is what the youths should do for preparation for coming of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. It is very interesting that there is something between Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif and youths which is special. When we read the hadith, it says that great majority of helpers of Imam Mahdi are young people. There would be some older people, maybe middle-aged and old, but it's like salt in food. So if you make food, the majority of food is rice, meat, you know, other things, vegetables. There is little salt. So majority of the helpers of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif are young people, but of course those old people are there to give their wise ideas, to support, to help. But because this mission needs perhaps, this is my understanding, needs lots of activities, lots of work, and also needs, to be fresh and to be dynamic and vibrant, and maybe also to relate to the other youths of the world. So most of the helpers of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif would be young people. Even Imam himself, when people see him, he looks young. But young here can mean some 30 years old, because up to 40 is like young. So maybe Imam looks someone who is some 30 years old. So this is the starting point for our reflection. So it shows that the youths must not think they have a marginal role. The youth must know that they have a very central role in preparing, and then when Imam comes, in helping Imam alayhi salam. I share with you some of the things that we need to work on in order to be able to qualify ourselves for being inshallah among helpers of Imam alayhi salam before and after he comes. The very first thing that I am sure everyone would appreciate is that if we want to help Imam alayhi salam, we should ourselves be strong. Yeah, if I want to do something, for example, if I want to build a house, if I want to build a hospital, if I want, I don't know, to educate people, and you want to help me, so at least I should be hoping that you give me a hand, you give me some power, you give me something. Not that you yourself are in need of, someone to awaken you, for example, someone to make you stand on your feet. So when it comes to helping Imam Mahdi, I should try to be myself someone who is strong. I don't mean physically strong. I mean someone who in his willpower, in iman, in determination, in taqwa, is able to have the basic requirements at least. I'm not saying that you have to be arif, you have to be mystic, you have to be, for example, a great, you know, wayfarer, but at least to be muttaqi, especially not to do zulm, because zulm, doing zulm to any person, starting with yourself, with family, neighbors, strangers, even enemies, if we do zulm, we would not be in a position to give our hand to Imam alayhi salam. No one who is zalim, who is unjust, can help Imam in universal mission for establishing justice. So I need to strengthen myself in my taqwa, in doing my wajibat, in avoiding haram, and in particular, I would like to request you to work on justice. And for me, what comes very, very close to the justice, to the center of justice, which is not exactly justice, but it's very close to the center of justice, is fairness. Insaf. Insaf is very important. It's one of those qualities that if someone has, you just want to be with them. Fairness, insaf. What is insaf? Insaf comes from nisf. Nisf means half. What does it mean? I can put it in this way. When there is something between me and another person, another party, maybe one individual, maybe one family, maybe one group, maybe a company, I don't know, another party. There is something between me and them. There is my right, there is their right, you know. So, is a case here. Insaf means not to try to bring their rights to your side by being biased, by being selfish. Insaf means to stand half the way between yourself and the other party, be impartial, be not biased, and look in an objective way. What is your right? What is their right? Maybe they are good people or bad people. Maybe they can present their case. Maybe they cannot present their case. If you are munsif, it doesn't make difference for you. It's impossible that you take even the least of their right to your side. Yes, you can forgive some of your right, if you like. Because you're right, you can forgive. But you cannot take from their right. A fair person, a just person, can be forgiving, can be generous with his own part, but not taking from the other part, is zulm. In other words, a fair person is the one that, if he's going to be judged between himself or another person, must not take his own side. And this is what me and you have to achieve in our life. Every day, many times, we judge between us and other people. Many times, every day, we judge. So we organize the court, we take the role of the judge, but between whom and whom? Between myself and someone else. And it is surprising or not surprising that most of the time we are winning. Other people are doing wrong things, are doing mistakes. I don't know why people don't appreciate me, why, you know, people have problem with me. All the things are in my favor, yes, because you have prepared the file and you have judged. So you are taking your side. If you want to help Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and indeed to help yourself, you have to be equipped with justice and try to start with fairness. Between you and your siblings, be fair. Between you and your parents, be fair. Suppose you were in their position. Are you able to see their challenges? Are you able to see their side of the story? Or you can only see your part? You can only think about your interest. How many times I can give rights to other people? Very unfortunately, it's not very common. Insaf is very important. If there are people who are munsif, I am sure they are very much loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'mineen who are munsif are very, very valuable. You cannot put actually value for them if they are munsif. So, the first thing is to strengthen ourselves with taqwa, with willpower, and especially equip yourself with insaf. Someone who is munsif is not going to do zulm to anyone. And then ma'rifa of Allah and ma'rifa of hujjah of Allah and ma'rifa of community. In dua ahd, you know, we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please send my salutations to Imam. And then we say, not just on my behalf, or not just on behalf of my parents and myself, on behalf of all mu'mineen and mu'minat fi masharigh al-ard wa magharibha, sahlaha wa jabalaha, barraha wa bahraha. All believers in the east, in the west, those who live in overseas, in islands, etc. All of them, we have to remember them every day.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.